And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcast and Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get it started for you right now. And Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting sent out a notice about Tuscola County Board of Commissioners meeting. Due to the lack of agenda items for July 13th, the Committee of the Whole meeting has been canceled. The next Board of Commissioners meeting will be on Thursday, July 16th at 8 a.m. in the boardroom at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Cairo. And a local Vietnam veteran says a recent honor flight to Washington, D.C. provided an emotional opportunity to reflect on military service, sacrifice, and the nation's history. Dan Little, who served two tours in Vietnam as a UH-1 Huey helicopter crew member, recently joined fellow veterans on the trip to visit several of the country's most significant military memorials. Little described Arlington National Cemetery as one of the most moving stops, saying the rows of white headstones and the precision of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier ceremony left a lasting impression. He also visited several other memorials, including the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, World War II Memorial, U.S. Army Memorial, or Army Museum, the Air and Space Museum, the Marine Corps Memorial, the Pentagon 9/11 Memorial, and other historic landmarks. One moment that stood out, he said, came as student groups from across the country lined walkways to greet veterans with handshakes, high fives, flags, and words of appreciation. Little said the experience offered reassurance that younger generations continue to recognize the sacrifices made by America's service members. The Army Museum also carried personal significance. Seeing the same model of Huey helicopter that he flew during the Vietnam War brought back vivid memories of missions delivering supplies, transporting troops, and supporting soldiers in combat near the Cambodian border. Little said those memories include both pride and loss. He recalled transporting fallen service members to graves registration, an experience that he says has remained with him throughout his entire life. While many Vietnam veterans returned home to an unwelcoming reception, he believes that today's recognition of veterans reflects a meaningful change in how military service is honored. He credits Honor Flight volunteers for making those moments possible, calling their work a powerful tribute to the men and women who had served. Little encourages other eligible veterans to participate if given the opportunity, saying the journey offers not only a chance to visit the nation's memorials, but also an opportunity for reflection, remembrance, healing, and closure. And we will be right back after this brief promotional message.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.